Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Progressing is a must though, no disgust though. Running up on a hush though, ain't no rush though. Anything you invest in, you can touch though. Benjamin is my best friend, I can trust him. All my time I must invest it. Better believe it, baby. Is it running to that money? I gotta see it later. Gotta get it, competition, no, I don't see it there. Racing, I'm just skating like I meet him there. I'm like, let's go, next floor, trying to progress though. Keeping your eyes on your paper, that's the test though. It ain't no need to try to fit in like the rest. Ain't nobody there to help you or rescue. You just gotta keep moving, ain't no time to be losing. You decide how you use it or sit around if you choose it. Taking straight to this paper, ain't got no time for a hater. No matter the situation, you can make it. You just gotta keep progressing, progressing. It's all about progression, progression. Everything is a blessing, I'm blessing. Gotta make it the best then, no question. Applying all this pressure, I done made it professional, I'm finesse. They tell me that I'm flexing when I ain't flexing. I'm ballin' like I'm stepping with the left hand. It's easy. Let's go to the next floor. Running up like the steps do off the muscle. Whatever they say, boy, you gotta hustle. Talking straight to the bread, I know I can trust you. People guessing on my head. Better believe it, baby. A lot of people be in the way, no, I don't need them, baby. Ain't had nothing, see people fronting when I need a favor. On the low, they counting me out and I don't even hate them. I'm like, let's go, next flow. Gotta progress more, possess more, process more, perfecto. I'm from the bottom, straight up out of them cracks, yo. Tic-tac-to, medicated or vexo. I cannot lie, no, my life ain't no secret. Some ain't gon' make it cause they don't believe in me. I just try to take my time, get this cheese and drop down to my knees. Thank the Lord for all of my progression, progression. It's all about progression, progression. Everything is a blessing, I'm blessing. Gotta make it the best then, no question. Applying all this pressure, it's a test. I done made it professional, from finesse. They tell me that I'm flexing when I ain't flexing. I'm ballin' like I'm stepping with the left hand.
Welcome to Wednesday. It's Hump Day here in the Social Lab. Your guy, T.M. Hyman. What's good, everybody? 603 out there on the West Coast, 903 in the ATL. We halfway through Hump Day Wednesday. You good out there? I see you. Kicked back. Thanks for stopping in. Thanks for popping in. Thanks for hanging out. Coming to you live from Atlanta. Yep, a jump. On it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Tonight, our guest, Kwani Burks, my guy. We be burning up these clubhouse streets together. Hey, he's stopping past to talk about biohacking, turning back the clock, and much more. I had a dope conversation with him today. Listen, we talked about the fact that you are what you eat, right? You are what you eat, but my guy just really – had me leaning into this discussion about activating your body, right? I mean, he was talking about the NR2 pathway and, you know, how it impacts your molecular levels, right? I mean, this guy is, listen, like, he even said it, like, the talk was, like, futuristic. But it's all about knowing the anatomy, knowing your body, and then intake, you are what you eat. We'll talk about that and much more. From the other side of the ATL, give it up. Chocolate. What's cracking? It's Wednesday.
Wednesday, we'll call it the eve to Labor Day weekend. How's everybody feeling?
Almost here.
Yeah.
Doing well. Doing very, very well. Labor Day weekend is upon us. Upon us.
In the A where it seems nothing ever shuts down.
Never, ever shuts down.
Just make sure you mask up and vast up.
Listen, not only should you mask up, we're going to jump right into it. You need to make sure that you are up on all of the right nutrients and things that you should
activated.
Be consuming. You know what I'm saying? Because we really be consuming some crap, right? We got crap stuff in our stores. We got crap stuff in our pantries. We got crap stuff in our closets. So I'm just going to introduce my guy, Kwani Burks, into this conversation because I'm so interested in biohacking and how you can hack your body, right, to get to where you need to get to and stay there, right, and then turn back the clock on aging. When Kwani, when you said, and I know it for a fact, I've seen it, right, we see some people who are old as hell, but they look younger than some people who are, like, you know, way younger. Right, and I know for a fact they have indeed biohacked. And so, Kwani Burks, ladies and gentlemen, bro, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
What's up, TM, man? It's a pleasure. I appreciate it, bro, for sure. What's up, everybody? It's your man's Kwani Burks, and I am a Quantumania biohacking guy. And what I mean by that is I stay in a realm mentally, spiritually, and physically that allows me to optimize those areas of the human being that I am. And when you optimize those areas for yourself, you know, how you do anything is how you do everything. So if you're optimizing one part of your human being, you have to optimize the other ends, but it generally starts with what's more tangible. So I got let me say this. I got my eyes to the stars and my feet on the ground, and I'm gonna figure out how to get to all them stars. But my feet are still on the ground. That's the key thing right there. So what tangible thing can you do to optimize the three parts of you? And the angle that I know I can reach more people from before we get to the other areas is your nutrition and what you put in your body, because you are what you eat. You are what you do. That's literally what it is. But specifically, if you're not around because you've made some bad choices with your health, it ain't much you can do unless you already made waves. But still then, you know, you want to enjoy you want to surf the waves you made. You want to enjoy the things you put out in the universe and the people that you've helped. So that's what biohacking is, man. Biohacking is literally taking control of your own biology. And how you do that, you control what you put in your body. And the body was designed perfect. To me, a true measure of omnipotence is a system that started eons ago and that creates life as it just continues to be. And that's the design of our DNA code. It was pre-designed. We were designed perfect. So we got things in our modern world that hijack us. You know all the bull crap that pharmaceuticals and the government who, like you said earlier, Tim, who they're pretty much sleeping together. You know, they're in cahoots. The pharmaceutical, the hospitals, all of them, man. All of them are in cahoots, you know. And without going on a tangent or getting real on a conspiracy thing, which I don't do too much. I always try to remain aware, but it's like, what information can help you right now get to where you need to be, and how useful is the information that you put in your body? Because like I said, you are what you eat, and you are what you, whatever you do, whatever you allow your body to, your eyes to see, and the people you be around, and the things you put in your body. And it's so easy to hijack yourself, man. You look around, you know, the fast food restaurants tremendously outnumber a casual restaurant that you can go to and get some good quality food, so that your body can optimize itself the best way it can. And that's when you're really at your best, is when you're optimizing your nutrition, your health. And that's what I do with biohacking, man. I'm like, nah, I'm gonna take control of my own biology. I'm gonna activate genes that are installed in my DNA. Because you think about it, humans always figure it out. No matter how long it takes, we figure it out. Straight up and down. My grandmother said, when she was my age, you would have told her about a touchscreen phone. She said, you talking about the fancy Star Trek movie that just came out. You know? And actually, shoot, she was in her 40s when that, in the 60s. So it's like, it's only a matter of time before we do anything. But my whole point in saying that is that when you activate what's already inside of you, your body is going to figure it out. Oh, man, you moving towards arthritis. Okay, we need to reduce this inflammation that's caused by these free radicals that are caused, that, and the free radicals are from your body being hijacked, you having a poor diet, the environment, everything you're doing, and your body can put you back in a state where homeostasis, where you can survive, you can thrive, you can activate the enzymes and the antioxidants, the endogenous, they're called endogenous antioxidants. Exogenous antioxidants are things that you eat and put in your body that have antioxidants in it, but thing is, you're only fighting the battle at a one-to-one ratio. So it's like, how much can you eat, really? You can't eat enough to battle all the damage going on in your body. You can't. Now, what activating your
let me pause for a minute, bro, because you, sure, you have dropped like several jewels, right? And for those who may just be tuning in, you're hearing the voice of my guy Kwani Burks. We're talking about biohacking tonight, turning back the clock on aging. And what he's been explaining, mm-hmm, ultimately is the process, you know, and very interesting. But you said a couple things, man, I want to go back to. You first mentioned the three, you talked about what tangible things can you do to optimize the three parts of you. I'm sure there may have been a couple folks wondering, what were the three parts?
The three parts.
What
are
the three parts of us?
The three parts of us is mental, physical, and spiritual. Now, emotional, you can throw emotional in there, but emotional is a mixture of spiritual and mental. But it's just a impulse of spiritual, of an imbalance that happens to all of us, of your spiritual and your physical. But the three parts are mental, physical, and spiritual.
Yep. And so thank you for that clarification. Just wanted to make sure that we close the gap there. You talked about, mm-hmm, how the body is perfectly designed, how we, in fact, are perfectly designed, but how the modern world have hijacked us. And so I thought that was, you know, somewhat prolific, right? I mean, that statement, because, man, it is so true, but we're so powerful. But we also, but then you went on to talk about how we hijack ourselves. And so, yes, the modern world has hijacked us, right, with the foods that we eat. It's really the advertisements, right? I mean, we're consumed by advertisements, which influence us, which take me to my, you know, my next call out, which I thought was a great point. Fast food versus fine dining, right? It's the advertisements, man. We want a Big Mac, you know, versus a good piece of, you know, fish, you know what I'm saying, or chicken breast.
Or
we
a
want
veggie
a Big
burger.
Mac, quarter pounder. Yeah, bro. You know, and so appreciate you for being here tonight, man, because I think this is an important conversation that we need to have, not just, you know, in our community, but I think throughout the United States of America, where there are the fattest people on the face of the planet,
the
most obese,
out
of shape, you know, on the face of the planet. Kwani Burks is our guest tonight. We'll keep the conversation going. It is 9:16 in Atlanta, 6:16 in Los Angeles. Sending that California love. Hot Chocolate, you want to bring into this conversation? Because I'm sure you like,
I have several questions, and being a young lady of a particular age, I am wholeheartedly interested in keeping myself the vibrant, seemingly young woman that I am, and turning back the clock. I enjoy the comments that I don't look old enough to have children the age that I have them. One of them just turned 30 yesterday. Shout out to my son, Deron.
Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you. So I'd like to know how to evade the hands of time.
Well, specifically speaking, aging, it's literally, if you was to scientifically watch aging and see how aging is in mammals, what it literally is, you ever seen a car sitting and rusting? That car is aging. You aging is a human being rusting. It's you're literally oxidizing. And the more hijacked you are, the more you oxidize, the faster you age. Now, it's a 20-80 thing. 20% of your genetics actually play a factor in the diseases you have and how well you age. Only 20%. So that means 80% of what you put in your body and how you live and how long you live and the quality of your life is based off of what you put in your body and how you treat your body. What you put in and on your body. So, I mean, think about it. Like, we're humans. We're going to keep creating things. We're going to keep making advancements in technology. But to be honest, most of the stuff we're designing, humans probably weren't meant to be around so far as radiation, even on smaller scales. So what can you do to biohack, take control of your own biology in this modern society? And one of the things that I'm very knowledgeable about is activating the NRF2 pathway. Now, the NRF2 pathway is the master regulatory system inside of your body. It regulates everything at the molecular level, every single thing. The NRF2 pathway regulates everything. So aging, if you looked at it at a molecular level, a scientific stance, aging is just a disease. It's a disease that either eats at you faster or eats at you slower, depending on what you're putting in and on your body. So you're activating the master regulatory system. And the reason why this resonated with me so much is because I didn't want to be associated or put anything in my body that was going to do more for me because of the my workout regimen or the choices I make so far as intake goes, because I'm a vegetarian. You know, anybody could say, man, you look, I'm taking this and this is doing this for me. No, you're a vegetarian and you exercise. So what am I going to put in my body that somebody who doesn't do what I do can get the best effects for them? How can I personalize health? And it felt like it dropped out of the sky, but we all know that nothing works like that. You manifest what you want. I was crying out to the universe, to God, for my purpose, for a vehicle to take me to my purpose, if anything. And this fell in my lap, and I was like, this is exactly what I can advocate. The science is impenetrable, and it's amazing how perfectly designed we are. And we have enzymes that only need to be activated. The NRF2 pathway specifically starts declining after the age of 25. So, you know, after that, it's like, how are you living after that? But because we are a modern society, we should be diving deeper into holistic and more organic things to combat everything going on. Or, I mean, what if every corporation was like, we're going clean energy, we're going organic? Like, you would still make money, bro. Like, you would save the planet. The planet, look at the planet. It's in a state where it can never go back. It can never go back.
But there's a reason why, right?
There's a reason why.
You know, yep. Absolutely. And before we talk about that reason why, because I want to come to the reason why, we are letting the planet go straight to hell, right? I mean, come on. The last president said that there was not a problem with climate control, right? Everything is fine. What are you people talking about? What are you panicking about? Get out of here. Those icebergs are going to be okay, you know? But, bro.
Ain't nobody talking about that, though.
No, absolutely not, and there's a reason why. You said 80% of what we put in and on our body
determine
how fast we oxidize. How fast we oxidize, right, on our bodies. Can you give us an example of what we're putting on our bodies that is causing us to oxidize? And, folks, you know, to oxidize is to die slowly. So, or to just die, period, right? What are we putting on our bodies that's killing us?
Deodorant, lotion. It could even be working materials. Anything that's not organic. Okay, check this out. Your skin is the largest organ on your body. All your skin is a large elastic organ that protects everything inside. So your skin is the largest organ on your body. So your skin absorbs things. Like, what's in your conditioner, your shampoo, your food, like, what is it being cooked with? Like anything you're putting on your body, You should be checking it. You should be fact checking that. And these are things that, because they cannot hide them anymore, and we have access to information instantly, it's like, what do we need you all for? Your advertisements for it. Now, don't get me wrong. There's still a place for doctors, for sure. There's still a place for pharmaceuticals, for sure. But we have been misled and given things and allowed things that are detrimental. And, man, we can go all day about it. We can get to a whole nother subject about that. But staying on topic, when I decide to use lotion or whatever I'm putting on my skin, I'm looking at them ingredients. Let me flip this bottle over. What's in this? Okay, just coconut oil in this? Okay, this will fly with me. My body can respond to that because a lot of people don't understand your body doesn't rejects a lot of things, and after so much time, your body tries to live with what you keep doing to it. I mean, think about an alcoholic. It's people that have to drink fifths, plural, every day because they're alcoholics, and their body has made a way for them to survive with this much consumption of alcohol. You ever heard of somebody going to the hospital for alcohol poisoning, and the doctor's got to give them beer so they can stabilize and go into homeostasis? Your body has developed.
Well, I've never heard that before. I've never heard that before. That's crazy.
You never heard that? Oh yeah, ask any doctor.
No, never.
Just ask a random nurse. Sometimes when alcoholics go in there, they have to give them beer so they can you know, come out of their coma or be functional, because their body, and this is all because the amazing design of your body. Your body's like, okay, we're either about to die right now, or we're gonna figure this out, and your body figures it out. Now just imagine if you do to your body what you're supposed to do to your body. Man, the feeling that you feel just in your joints, just in waking up every day, being alive, like you notice the difference from before so much. Like me just not eating meat, not doing all the things I used to do. I'm not grot, man. I played so many years of football, man. I mean, of course I got the scars to show it, whatever, or internally to whatever, you know, my joints or whatever, but honestly, how I feel right now, and every morning I wake up, it's like, man, I got no damage. I do got damage, but it's like how I feel, man. I can't even explain it because I remember how I used to feel to how I feel now, and I can't wait to wake up every morning. Just because I'm activating my NRF2 pathway, I'm biohacking, I'm taking control of my biology, it's more important to be health conscious than to be a health nut. I am extremely health conscious. That means I read everything, and if it's not everything, I read 97% of the things that I'm putting in on my body, and I know if it's bad or not, because sometimes I am going to eat a cheesecake. Sometimes I am going to eat some candy. Sometimes I am going to dibble and dabble in this and that. But primarily and consciously, I know what's up. And you consciously being health conscious will take you so far. Like just that simple fact, be health conscious. Don't worry about being a health nut. Be health conscious. You know you about to eat them fries. You know where them fries came from. So you better do something on the other end that overcounters those fries you just ate. You know, as long as you know it, you can move forward better. But they say that's the biggest gap in the universe between knowing and doing. But I'm telling you, you have to start somewhere, and you have to start by knowing and being held. It'd be like that little thing tapping on your shoulder, man. You know you just ate a whole bag of candy, man. You go brush your teeth. Make sure you can't have no more candy for the whole month. You know that was too much. You start getting that little dude on your shoulder, little chick on your shoulder. Hey, don't be doing it. You already know what's up. So when your stomach hurting in the morning or you're feeling a little bit of inflammation this and that way, that's because of that steak that's still sitting in your stomach. I follow Dr. Gundy, and he was saying even after hundreds of thousands of years, or even a few thousand years or whatever, 10, 30, whatever, humans have not adapted to certain stuff we put in our body, especially not the modern quick, fast stuff. So if we ain't adapted to that, like, man, I look at it like this. Humans, we're on this planet to make sure this planet survives and to cultivate it and to nourish it. The planet is our garden, and we're not treating it like a garden, man. We're treating it like a parking lot, and we're doing that to ourselves.
We're certainly not treating it like a garden. Listen, the brother said, look at the ingredients on what you're buying, right? We need
everything.
Organic lotion and deodorant. Activate, mm-hmm. take control of your body, biohack,
yes, sir.
Be health conscious versus being a health nut. You got a master class mm-hmm. in 30 minutes
I'm
the Social Lab PM on the radio. Our special guest tonight, Kwani Burks. We're talking about turning back the clock on age, biohacking.
Mm-hmm.
80% of what you put in and on your body determines how fast you oxidize. What do we mean
mm-hmm.
when we say oxidize? Mm-hmm. We mean die. Like, bye-bye.
Yes,
it's over. Right? Every day at the
rust.
End of the day, folks, we are slowly and slowly rusting away. Right? Rusting away. And it's determined by what we consume, what we put in and on our bodies. Listen, now, when Kwani talked about lotion and deodorant, it made me think of something, and so this I'm going to talk about this
shampoo, conditioner.
Respectfully, I'm going to talk about this because we don't like when we smell people who don't use deodorant, right? We don't like it. Respectfully, but listen, this is the reason why a lot of folks don't use deodorant for real. It's a reason why. Organic stuff hasn't been around for a long time. And understand Indians. Indians don't put, like, none of that stuff on their body. Like, it's a religious thing, right? And it's not always, you know, fresh in those environments. But respectfully, we understand why, right? I mean, what you put on and in your body makes a difference. And culturally, some people
mm-hmm.
get it and some people don't.
Straight up and down, man. Straight up and down. But we got so many options and access to things that we can put on and in our body right now. And I'm a conduit of that. You know, I'm a conduit of the universe. And everything that is right will feel right to me. And if it doesn't feel right, it's because it's meant to not feel right. And I'm not even going to say meant to not feel right, because sometimes you have to understand that you not understanding something is you understanding it, and you have to be comfortable with that. So mostly everything that you do, you know that gut feeling? Yeah, that's a gut feeling, but what it really is, it's pre-installed signals in your DNA, like, well, no, man, this ain't right. You ain't never experienced it, but maybe it was a situation your dad was in, and the vibrations through his genes passed on to you, and now you got a gut feeling about something going on funny. It's because, you know, that code that was imprinted on your DNA to get yourself out this situation. Now, the beautiful thing about humans is that we can be like, okay, I'm feeling this. I'm not feeling this. Let me take a step back. Or I know that if I'm going to make this decision, you know, we got the free will thing going on. So you have ability to override your gut feeling. But here's the thing. If you've been eating wrong and putting wrong things on your body, your override system is hijacked. So you're not even overriding right. Nothing you're doing is being processed correctly. To be completely honest with you, and it might be a little biased, but it is backed by so much research, and third-party validation is my thing. Third-party validation is my thing. That's somebody not connected with anything, one particular product, or culture, or anything has going on, but can validate what's been taking place. You know, third-party validation is my thing, because if I work at Lowe's, I'm going to think everything in Lowe's is on point and everything. But if it's a person that goes to Lowe's, Home Depot, every department store you can think of, and they hit me with some, hey, Lowe's got the cheapest things, and they got a good buyer out of California. I did some research on there. They like to do this with their products. They give back to their community. Okay, now I'm really messing with Lowe's, because this guy who goes to all of them and researches who owns the places, the suppliers, all of this, he just dropped some information about my spot, and he's not even invested in this spot. So that's third-party validation right there. Now, of course, somebody from Lowe's can tell me a lot about Lowe's, but what are these third-party validators saying? Oh, okay, boom, they're talking about the NRF2 pathway. Washington State said the activation of the NRF2 pathway through the proprietary blend that I ingest every day, and I'm going to ingest every day for the next 140 years, if not more, they already said it's the greatest breakthrough in the 21st century. The greatest breakthrough in the 20th century was penicillin, therapeutic breakthrough, medical breakthrough in the 20th century, which was last century, was penicillin. Penicillin is just bacteria. It's mold. It's something that was discovered on accident. As a matter of fact, the only way you can patent a natural product is if that product does something that you didn't expect it to do. The proprietary blend that I take is a combination of 5 herbs that if you take individually will nowhere near have the effects of the synergistic effect of activating the NRF2 pathway. Now, when you activate the NRF2 pathway, okay, say I go to the gym. So my thing is recovery, and that's actually how you get stronger, the faster you recover. When I activate my NRF2 pathway because of what I do, my body's going to recover faster, because it's going to reduce inflammation by reducing oxidative stress, which is just oxidation at a high level or low level. That's oxidative stress. It reduces that by 40% in 30 days. Now, you might have some different type of health issue that I don't have. Your body, once it's activated, it's going to figure out, how can I optimize my being? And that's why I advocate it, because it's personalized healthcare. That's all biohacking is, man. Taking control of your own biology and not just trusting what's in front of your face. Let me grab this pack of cookies and read what's in it. Oh, okay.
Hey, so while you grab that pack, bro?
I was just giving an example.
I just want to go for it. Go for it.
No, that was my example. Like, that's biohacking. Let me make sure I know what I'm putting in my body and what's a good level. You know, I'm probably not supposed to be eating as much sugar. I'm biohacking. I'm reading what I'm putting in my body. I'm paying attention to it, and then I'm writing down the results. Everybody's different. That's why when you biohack, you're finding out, you're personalizing your health, and you're taking control of it. That's all it is. You can completely not do what I do and still be biohacking. It's just taking control of your own biology and not allowing yourself to be hijacked.
Hot chocolate, go
for
it.
What were you saying to him? Oh, okay.
I would like to know how, if I'm one of those people who has been putting bad things in for so long, to start my biohack, how do I jumpstart that? What do you recommend?
A personal conversation, you know, because how I look at it, if you want something to do now, of course we can have a conversation and I can specifically guide you through what I do, and it's easy. And that's one thing about, especially us Americans, if it ain't quick and easy, like, we don't want to do it, and it's messed up, but it just is what it is. So when something's put in my grasp that I can relate to people like, hey, it's just as easy as doing this, then I'm going to elaborate on it. But a specific way you can start biohack. Okay, let me ask you this. When is the best time to plant a tree?
To plant
20 years ago, right? Yeah. When is the best time to plant a tree?
I guess it depends on what you want to use the tree for. If you want to use it for something immediate, yes, it should have been planted 20 years ago so you can use it now. But
Essentially what you just said is it's only two times you can plant a tree. And we haven't developed a time machine, so, you know, you plant a tree now. You can start biohacking now. Go through your house. Okay, it's this app called Think Dirty. This app called Think Dirty. Download this app called Think Dirty and go around your house and just put in the stuff you use, your toothpaste, your shampoo, and see what rating it gets. See what rating it gets. Just all the products, any product, any cleaners, everything. Just see what rating it gets. It's going to tell you the toxicity level and what type of rating. You want a rating between 0 and 3. Anything past that, you should not be using, putting on your bodies, ingesting or even spraying and getting the aromas of, because there's a level of toxicity in it. So that's one way you can start. Another way you can start is just by eliminating high fructose corn syrup in your diet and high amounts of sugar. So look at, it's not so much about the calories. That's another big misconception people do, too. They want to look at the calories. Like every time somebody tells me how many calories are in something, I'm like, okay, that's nice, because I can eat something with 200 calories in it and go hit the gym and burn all those calories off. Calories can be burnt just as much as they're consumed. It's not really about the calories. You want to lose weight. It's about the relationship you have between your caloric restriction or caloric input and caloric output. That's all losing weight is with calories. Now, here's the thing. The thing people should be looking at, how much sugar does this have in it? Does this have high fructose corn syrup in it? What kind of oil was this made with? Vegetable oil, canola oil, throw that away. Coconut oil, that's good. Olive oil is good. People always say it's expensive to eat right. No, it ain't. You got that American mindset like we all do, and we just put too much stuff on our stuff. We just eat too much. That's all it is.
That grapeseed oil too.
Oh, that bacopa, that grapeseed oil. I'm telling you, that bacopa, ashwagandha, green tea, milk thistle, all those things, turmeric. All those things, curcumin, all those things are absolutely wonderful herbs. But
I hope you all are taking notes, right? I hope you, Quani Burks, slow down, brother. Like you've been firing off for a whole 45 minutes. Listen, if you have not been taking notes, right, you have got to go back to the top of this show. And gotcha. Really listen from the beginning. We've been talking to my guy, Quani Burks, and he's been dropping gems about biohacking, turning back the clock. He just rattled off the sauce. He gave you about 6 different herbs, and maybe, you know, we'll repeat them. Maybe we'll repeat them. Right, you are into the social lab. Hey, we're going to take a pause. We're going to welcome Madam CeeLo Boston into the conversation, and we'll be right back. It's not on radio.
Hold up, started smoking Zaza out the pack, I told her roll up. Smoking stupid. been looking crazy like they know us. You ain't got no money, plus you bought me and you tow up. You pretty, but so what? Me and Boosie in the Maybach, good as for the left. I seen a cutie with some booty trying to juggle with this. All my n****s rolling backwards, they don't f*** around with switches. I been f***ing on this s***, I just was f***ing on a sister. Leaning off these juices, I gotta walk up in my double cup. I be getting money, but let f***, so you can't f*** with us. 30 grand stopped up in my jeans, yeah, it's up with us. You ain't bought that s***, so what you fucking for? I touched down at 11:45. Big ol' bust down in the s***o when I slide. I f*** with 54, that's real team, they gon' die. I said, don't turn me down, it's up, don't come down.
Lab, your girl Hot Chocolate, TM, and our special guest tonight, Kwani Burks. We've been talking biohacking and turning back the clock. If you have missed any portion of this show, you definitely want to do yourself a favor and go back and check the podcast. Give us 20 minutes after the show is over and it'll be up. You several gems of information, I'm telling you. You do not want to miss this information.
Straight up and down.
Hey, so let's lean in. Let's lean in a little bit. Go ahead, Hot Chocolate. Let's lean in a little bit.
Lean on in.
15 minutes left, folks. We're going to take this conversation over to Clubhouse at 10. So you can join us. We're going into overdrive over there, Clubhouse.
Let's get it.
So I can start my biohack now. Again.
Mm-hmm.
A young lady of a particular age, I enjoy getting the comments that age, and I want to continue getting those comments. So,
let's connect.
We shall connect, and we shall connect your information with a little bit of information that we received from our nutritionist guest that was on the show on Monday. So it is, again, about what we put in our body. And
mm-hmm.
on
Alabama. Bingo, right there. To be honest with you, I haven't, out of all the nutritionists and the scientists and doctors, they don't say them together. They say them like all throughout their whole spiel. But I always make sure I say them together. What you put on, because they always say you are what you eat, and turn whatever. Your health is determined by what you put in your body. I like to say them together so people know what's up. It's determined by what you put on and in your body.
Absolutely. And it should be a trigger word for a lot of people. It definitely was for me. It made my ears perk up like, wait a minute, he didn't just say what you put in your body. He said what you put on your body as well, because it's going to be absorbed. So.
Yeah, which makes total sense.
It absorbs everything.
Kwani, what got you interested in this particular lane? You know, when you started off, you talked about a word that a lot of folks use, but I don't think people understand. You said quantum. Quantum anything, you know, kind of is woo-woo for a lot of people, right? They think it's kind of yeah. out there. But what got you into the quantum theory?
To be completely honest with you, man, my name is Quantrinon Burks. That is my name. It means king of four kingdoms, king of four realms. It's translated as that. Now, I've always had an extreme imagination, always, and I never let anybody damper it. I don't care how crazy the thought was, but I was always still grounded. So I'm still the same kid I always was, but now there's research backing the way that I thought and the way that I think and the things that are transpiring in my life right now that have always transpired through the grace of God, the universe. I like to make things make sense. You heard the expression, make it make sense.
Yeah.
Every single thing that happens, you can make sense. I don't care how spiritual or lucky or anything, you can make it make sense. And then you also have to be cool with the fact that it didn't make sense is the answer. So what got me into the way that – what got me into the quantum theories and biohacking was it felt right. It felt – it my body, it like – it's a language that transcends time and space. Like it's our DNA – our DNA, if you look at our DNA, it's literally a code. That's all it is a code, man. People have been they've been able to break down the numbers and make translations of the code that's inside, that's in our DNA. And the code is what we are in our physical form right here. At the molecular level, the code is what you all are made up of and your being. That's the code, your particular code. That's your, everybody's got a code. They said if you take out one of the strands in the DNA code and insert another thing, you can grow a tail. You can do this. You can do that. You'll be a frog. You take out one thing. So when this research started coming to me, or I discovered it or stumbled upon it, I was like, wait a minute, that makes sense. That feels right. Now let me, because everything I talk about is through trial, not even trial, experience. And I have tried. I use myself as a guinea pig, but believe it or not, Tim, I'm the biggest skeptic. I'm the biggest skeptic. I'll never show that. But, man, I'm in my head like, that ain't going to work.
No, I get it.
Because humans have a placebo effect.
Oh, facts. Absolutely. Big time. Mm-hmm. Big time. And for those who don't know what placebo is, I mean, you know, it's the concept of thinking something is happening just because you think something is happening. It's like really an illusion, right? It's an illusion, right? It's your mind playing tricks on you. It's the placebo effect, right? And there's a lot of people that think something is happening just because it's happening to other people. They think it's happening to them, and it's not always the case. Kwani, if I was in, you know, my whip, right, like headed, you know, downtown, riding through Buckhead, and, you know, Hot Chocolate was with me, and we saw your billboard on the side of the road, you know, what would your billboard read?
My billboard would read, My, what would it read? Products to match your vibe. Well, yeah, it would say, I mean, if we're talking about specifically, you know, biohacking, it would say products to match your vibe. If it was just in general, it would say. As you go in health, I mean, as you go in entrepreneurial success, go in health.
Because you don't want to, you know, become rich and die. Absolutely. You got to go in health. You just said it, right? I mean, you definitely do not want to become rich as an entrepreneur and die. So, you know, entrepreneurs, absolutely, right? I mean, if you're going to go after it, go in health. I mean, in this hour, Kwani Burks has been our special guest, and he has certainly, man, bro, you family at this point, right? I mean, because we need somebody who's going to keep the strategies, you know, and the info at the forefront. Drop your social. How can people follow you? How can people get in contact with you, get more information on biohacking? We've done tons of shows, bro. This show is like, I mean, we've been doing this for a long time, and we've had a lot of good people to come past here, celebrities and all. But I don't think we've ever talked about biohacking. We've never talked about biohacking on this show.
Mm-mm. I don't think so either.
It's the first time. It's the first time for everything. You know, I'm truly a pioneer.
Indeed.
And so like I said to you earlier, it's like I got information and access to things from the future, and I have to put them in understandable terms because I don't want to scare nobody away, because everybody can do this. You know, I got to say supplements. I don't want to say supplements because it's not. It's an activator. It activates your code that's already in your DNA to make you live longer. That's just what it is. So to find me, and anybody can reach out to me on Instagram, it's Kwani Burks, Q-U-O-N-I-E. And as soon as you type in Kwani, I'm going to pop up. _ Burks, B-U-R-K-S. And it's the same on Facebook as well. And if I'm not mistaken, it's the same on Twitter. And if you're in the TikTok, it's Kwani Burks the first. But the platform that I utilize the most is Instagram. So that's my, I don't like to spread myself too thin. I know my purpose in this world. I know my moral obligation, and I'm sticking to it. And man, I'm like, my goal is to really affect and change billions of lives. Now, that probably won't be done in this lifetime, but it doesn't matter, because it's going to happen. It's the inevitable. It's what I'm here for. It's what I do. So, like I said, I don't like to spread myself too thin. A lot of my content is on Instagram, and I would love to carry on conversations in my DMs, emails. Anybody can reach out to me. I'm highly accessible. Right now, I don't know what it's going to look like when these billions start rolling in, but I'm only saying that because when these billions start rolling in, I can start helping billions of people, because that's what I determine true wealth to be. That's what I contribute a real billionaire. If you're a real billionaire, you're helping a billion people.
Hey, that's
so Kwani Burks.
Bro. Hey, we're taking this conversation over to Clubhouse with Kwani Burks. Hey, we're going to keep about biohacking. We're going to turn it up a little bit. We'll try to keep the conversation going for about 30 to an hour. Hey, bro, we appreciate you for stopping past. And like I said, man, bro, you fam, and you can drop in anytime. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we're back on Monday, ladies and gentlemen, at 9 p.m. Y'all know how we do. Hey, have a safe weekend.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show.